Hello, I'm Phil Jupitus, and this is the Phil Jupitus non-genre-specific hour of crap grabbed off his shelves internet radio show here on Ship Full of Bombs.
We'll be right back.
Hello, hello indeed. It is Phil Jupiter here on Ship Full of Bombs once more. I would say that due to demand I'm back, but I recorded a show just now for an hour. I'm recording another one straight away. So the only demand here has been for another mug of Tom's excellent tea. Steady on there, talking heads. And as you can tell, that's an operator error. So that means, I don't know if I'm fined or what. Basically, here we are in a pub on a Tuesday morning, recording a radio show to go out to you whenever it is convenient for you to listen to. So we play music. I play music that I can reach on my shelves, basically, because I'm 54 now. So all of these are within arm's distance of my shelves at home. There's some great tracks on those upper shelves. You're never going to hear those tracks. There's some belting albums, bootlegs, white labels. Nope, you're not going to get them. So, and we started off with Born Under Punches from Remaining Light by Talking Heads, and we very, very nearly got a little snatch of Cross-Eyed and Painless, but I'm not having that. Don't like it. Not as much as I do Born Under Punches anyway. Which it's one of those records I'm surprised I don't hear more in the sort of the indie discos, Born Under Punches. I just think it's absolutely fantastic, the energy of it and everything. Extraordinary stuff. Anyway, what should we play now? This is Poet and the Roots, taken from the Right Track, Wrong Speed album. Sorry, Right Time, Wrong Speed, which was the compilation that was put together by, I think it was EMI, was it? Or Warner's? No, it was Warner's, wasn't it? I did the sleeve notes for it. Anyway, this is another album I did the sleeve notes for. I played a track from Ian Jury last week from Reasons to be Cheerful, the best of Ian Jury, and I did the sleeve notes for that as well. I was just basically, anyone needed sleeve notes. It's not a big deal to write sleeve notes for an album. You are just basically semantic grout in the bathroom of their project. You know, they've got some space left, they need it filled, they just phone a bloke who was a fan and they get him to do things. So I've done a couple of Madness albums, and this Right Time, Wrong Speed, it was good. It was nice to write about John. It's quite cathartic, you know, after his passing. It was much as, you know, we sort of still feel the void because we miss that voice, but I think that the job that he did has been more than filled in by, you know, the nature of the way we listen to music now here online, and both, you know, stations like Six Music, which are great, where commercial radio has completely and utterly dropped the ball. I don't know if you've ever heard X. Wow! What a lot of shit. Anyway, so this is... who is this? This is, seriously, basically... Just get someone off the telly whose name they've heard of, and then get a computer to pick records. And there you go. There's a radio station. I think not. Anyway, it's taken from the Right Time, Wrong Speed compilation, which is pretty damn good, actually. Scritti Pilletti are on there, Buzzcott, Slits, Only Ones, Jesus, Mary Chain, Laurie Anderson, Misty and Roots, which I adore the Ruts. But this is Poet and the Roots, which Lincoln Kwesi Johnson did a Peel session with a band. And this is extraordinary. And this is, I was lucky enough to gig with Linton a couple of weeks ago at the Roundhouse, and still a powerful and relevant poet, even in these, shall we say, attention deficit riddled times we live. This is all we're doing is defending.
Can always bring
Could it be? But the Scatlights there, taken from the brilliant album Dance Crasher on the Trojan label. If you can get hold of it, a valuable addition to any collection. And that is Beardman Scar here on Ship Full of Bombs, broadcasting to you from a room over a pub in Essex. What could be more Essex than doing a radio show from a room over a pub, a room that on many occasions has had its Yale lock forced. I want to know about that lock, man. It's that.
I've done a couple.
What, you forced the door?
When we had a lock on the door for the studio and the lock broke.
I'm just thinking here now, Tom, that you would be like the worst cat burglar. You're a husky man like myself. And that has all the marks of a classic, you know, non-Raffles kind of Tom incursion there.
I was just
through the door.
I was just...
Rawr, like Godzilla would. Rawr, rawr, I forgot my biro. Rawr. So anyway, we're here in this room that Tom entered in a rage on many occasions after forgetting objects. Who knows? So the other shows here on Shit Full of Bombs, Tom, this is your chance to trail what happens here on this extraordinary internet radio station broadcasting to you from the north shore of the River Thames. Let's forget about the south shore. It's not all that. You heard me, Whitstable. You heard me.
We've got the fantastic Otherwires, which was on last night. That was brilliant. Ooh. Well, it wasn't on last night at all. Because we have no idea when this
we don't know out. When this show's going out. But we're stockpiling a few, and then we're going to let you know on the Twitter when they're going to start going out.
Currently, right now, this very second in time,
Otherwires
was last night. That's a fantastic jazz show.
Yeah.
Before that, we had the wonderful Library of Ethers, which is a proper folk show, not like my indie show, which sometimes plays a bit of folk.
I like a bit of folk, got to say.
I
sometimes
absolutely
love it. Catches me, you know. Catches me unawares.
Sometimes
Eliza Carthy got me big into the folk as well, and then I think, you know, and then those all those people that are sort of in that ballpark, like Eddie Reader and Boo Hewerdean and Catherine Williams, that kind of singer songwritery, but you know, with that, you know, and there's, you know, there's just so many, you know, top notch people that are out there that you get to hear. I did a gig with Boo Hewerdean last Christmas. Marvelous chap. It's weird that we're talking about folk, and I'm about to play now what I can only describe as a piece of banging electronica. But there you go. These things happen. Taken from the album Uncovered. This is Moon Bootica's version of the House of Pain classic Jump Around, which is that ticking noise you can hear is because he's on pause rather than cue.
Excellent.
Rather than me having a particularly noisy watch.
Jump around, jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump listening to Ship Full of Bombs.
taken from the album Gypsy Beats and Balkan Bangers, Volume 1. This is Mala Raibanda with Mahala Gesaska, which is the Felix B. Jack's House dub. Saw him in the street the other day, Felix from Postman Jack's. Delightful man. He did what I shall refer to henceforth on Ship Full of Bombs as the Scottish television pop quiz back when it was still on telly, and that was when I met him. So it is Phil Jupiter's here on Ship Full of Bombs, your one-stop shop for all your Phil Jupiter's record collection needs. And to be honest, I quite like the idea that I have to kind of delve into my own record collection and pull shows out. Although we're going to be doing it, I've just been talking with Tom here, and one thing we're going to do is, because I've got the vinyl decks here as well, is what I'm going to do is one week is I'm just going to come in and just grab a box and see what's in it. And just bring a box of 7-inch singles, because they're not in any way filed. So I'm going to do that next time and just see what pops out. So at some point during my tenure here at Ship Full of Bombs, there will be a 7-inch vinyl only show. And so where we'll play some... we've got some belters. I think I can play. Have you ever heard Fuck Off Noddy by Ian Dury and The Music Students? Which was the track that was cut from 4,000 Weeks Holiday.
I've not heard that.
Oh, which is, yeah. Because they were threatened legal action by the Enid Blyton estate, and I might have to give that a spin. That is a great, great, great tune. Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, it's better if I play it rather than just... what should we do now? I'm playing it. This is... I was thinking the other day, because currently I'm commuting to Canterbury, appearing in... Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with local boy Lee Mead as Caractacus Potts down at Canterbury, and so I spend a lot of time on the road, so I am kind of there are records that sometimes tunes or songs that I play that make me drive faster accidentally. The worst album I have for driving faster, there are two main culprits, which are Can't Stand the Rizzillos by the Rizzillos and Another Music in a Different Kitchen by Buzzcocks, but only when it gets to the track 16. Whereas as soon as you put the Rizzillos on, you start accelerating. It's a terrible speeding album, that is. But if you want a music that will just keep you at a good steady speed, I'm telling you right now, Bacharach.
La 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 la
Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. That's Burt Bacharach with South American Getaway, which is that weird little kind of photo montage bit they do. And steady on there. Taken from a very, very lovely album called This Is Easy, which is a double CD compilation put out by Virgin EMI. What year was that? I can't really see. 2004? Yeah. There's some great old crappy stuff on there. And there's two. There's a more upbeat one and a more laid-back one. So Wingding Party and Après Ski. I presume they were going to release them separately and then thought, you know what, no one's going to buy them anyway. Might as well make them not buy both. Yeah, there's some very, very good stuff. But I've been after a kind of a decent sort of digital copy of South American Getaway for some years. And one went and presented itself on that delightful album. This is Phil Jupitus. A nondescript performer without portfolio here on Ship Full of Bombs, the Thames Delta's independent online radio station, www.sfob.co.uk. Yes, it's a bit dancey, it's a bit Latin. I know we've gone straight from Bacharach into this, but I appear to have grabbed a box with a lot of Latin-y kind of stuff in it. I'll try and find something a bit more dirty and a little bit more guitar-y after this. This is from an album called Dance the Latin, which was released on the Jazzman label. Sometimes you pick up an album just on spec and it delivers in spades. This is an extraordinary compilation, 18 belting tracks, not a bad one among them. And I include Fever by La Lupe in that list, which I think is a great laugh. Makes me laugh every time I hear it in a club. But this is the opener from that album. This is Noro Morales and a track called Saona, as they say, first word of the song. Thank you. From the album Dance to Latin, that is, as we said before, there, Nora Morales and Suana here on Ship Full of Bombs. Phil Jupiter's with you. Now, we've got about 20 minutes of show left. Plenty of time to play some stuff. I shall be playing you some more. And I'm going to be playing another sort of kind of off-beaten celebrity what the hell were they thinking track in a moment. Let's get a Venn diagram, let's get the films of Robert Mitchum and then World of Calypso, and let's bring those two circles together, and in the middle there was an ill-advised and presumably massively dope-fueled experiment by Robert Mitchum at some time in the 50s where he decided to record a Calypso album. I love Robert Mitchum for doing that. This I just wanted to play some Kirsty. I was just in the mood and I said I'd play some of the big guitars on it, and man, this has got some nice guitar. Is Johnny Marr on this? Or is it Pete Glenister? I love this tune, and it really annoyed me when we did the Kirsty tribute gig at the Shepherd's Bush Empire that no one did He's on the Beach, because I'd love to have done that. I mean, I sang Guy who worked down the chip shops, Where's His Elvis, with Boz Bora and Phil Rambo on guitar behind me. Yes, that Phil Rambo, which is a pretty good moment. But man, He's on the Beach. This is, to my mind, one of the greatest lost British hit singles of all time.
Yeah.
Percy McColl taken from the box set compilation from Croydon to Cuba, an anthology, and he's on the beach. And there's a very, very good cover of that by the Lemonheads, if you can be bothered to dig it out, which is most enjoyable. Ship Full of Bombs is the kind of internet radio station where you can go from Percy McColl into Robert Mitchum, and then from Robert Mitchum into Half Man, Half Biscuit. You heard me. I can only assume that Mitchum, when he was in some kind of, I don't know what sort of state he was in, but he decided, you know, there he is, Hollywood, classic golden era Hollywood, one of the biggest stars, you know, westerns, everything, the whole nine yards, romantic lead, and he goes, Calypso album. Although, I tell you what also I have that I'll bring in, I've got Maya Angelou's Calypso album. I'll bring it. What can I say? I love the Calypso and Harry Belafonte. I love the Calypso. So anyway, this taken from Robert Mitchum's album, those words in themselves don't really work. Calypso is like so. This, I'm glad that we live in more enlightened times. This is one for the ladies.
If you want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. Now all you have to do is just what I say, and then you may be jolly, merry and gay. Therefore, from a logical point of view, better marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
A pretty woman make her husband look small, and very often cause his downfall. Soon as she married there and then she started to do the things that will break your heart. And when you think that she is belonging to you, she's calling somebody else to do. Man, from a logical point of view, better marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
But did you make an ugly woman your wife? You can be sure you will be happy in all your life. She will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbor happy things to say. She wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. Man, from a logical point of view, better marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
An ugly woman give you your meals on time and try to make you comfortable in mind. At time when you lie sick in your cozy bed, she will both caress you and scratch your head. And at a minute in the night will she leave you alone. It seems she want to melt the coal from your bone. Man, from a logical point of view, better marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
If a man that's not your friend say that you have no taste, marry an ugly woman above disgrace. One who is cute looking, barbarous and rough, with skin like alligator, bumpy and tough. Pigeon toe, bow leg across in her eye, she got two lips that look like a big bow tie. Boy, from a logical point of view, better marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
You're listening to Ship Full of Bombs.
Oven gloves, every turn is out, put my fingers in the fire. Cause I got Joy Division oven gloves. I got Joy Division oven gloves. Ooh, tropical diseases. Ooh, chemical alarm. Ooh, I'm a little blase. In me Joy Division oven gloves. In me Joy Division oven gloves.
The magnificent Half Man, Half Biscuit from the album Actung Bono, and Joy Division Oven Gloves, of course, which was a favourite of myself and young Philip Wilding on the Old Six Music Breakfast Show. Half Man, Half Biscuit, generally, just those lads can't put a foot wrong in my book. And I just wish someone would.
Excellent.
Mods. I actually just wish that they put out just all of the lyrics in a book. I could sit and read Half Man, Half Biscuit lyrics just for ages. We used to play a phone-in game on Six Music called Risk It or Biscuit, which was I would read out I would read out the first line of internet spam emails and Half Man, Half Biscuit song titles, and you had to tell which was which. It's not as easy as you think. It really isn't as easy as you think. Phil Jupiter's here on Ship Full of Bombs. Man alive, we're approaching the vinegar strokes of the show. So just a couple more tracks to go. Can't really, you know, having been given 2 hours to play records out of the collection, we could not play something by this fella.
At an all-time low, 'cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's so swishy in her satin and tan, in her frock coat and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh God, I could do better than that. No time ambassador, sweet talking, night walking games. Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and you lay it right down. Thank you.
and he's down on the street. So I throw both his bags down the hall, and I'm phoning a cab, 'cause my stomach feels small. There's a taste in my mouth, and it don't taste at all. It could have been me, oh yeah, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? No, 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 he's so swishy in a satin and tan, in a frock coat and bibbidi bobbidi hat. Oh, kind of like a two-bed of down and down.
You betcha. Oh, yeah.
David Bowie from Hunky Dory there, and Queen Bitch here on hang on, I'll get the title and I'll read it out, because I kind of got one that I'm sort of sticking with for me, but I need a title for this show. If you could send one in, I would be most obliged. You are listening to the Phil Jupiter's non-genre specific hour of crap grabbed off his shelves internet radio show here on Ship Full of Bombs, broadcasting to you from an upstairs room at the legendary Railway Hotel. Is it Railway Hotel,
it
Tom?
It is indeed.
Tom is nodding and agreeing with me there. He's in concord with my every movement. We are synced up with each other like a finely tuned machine. Hopefully going to be doing some more of these. That's two recorded. We don't know when they're going out, but, you know, you're listening to it now, so this is when it's going out, when you're listening to it. Wow. I can't get my head around the whole logic of internet radio, which I dare say I will do in the near future. We'll play out on this one. This is taken from the album Massive. This is the Jazz Jamaica All Stars, and a cover of a classic. Speak to you real soon. If they want to email Tom, where do they email?
Listen at sfob.co.uk.
Boom. Let's get some emails, kids.
Yeah. on the ship full of bombs.